Hey there, Plastic Sax readers. I'm Jason Crane from The Jazz Session. You'll find the show at thejazzsession.com. It's an online jazz interview show that features in-depth interviews, primarily with musicians, though occasionally with jazz writers and club owners and other folks. It's sponsored by allaboutjazz.com, the web's leading source for jazz news, reviews, MP3 downloads, and more. So again, that's over at thejazzsession.com. I'm a regular reader of Plastic Sax, and I know that Plastic Sax always provides links to Jazz Session episodes that feature Kansas City musicians, so I thought I would offer you guys an exclusive excerpt from an interview that will air on September 6th on the Jazz Session. It's with Steve Cardenas, who's from Kansas City, as you probably know. He's appeared on a gazillion records, and he's got a new solo album out called West of Middle on Sunnyside, in which he's joined by bassist Ben Allison and drummer Rudy Royston. Here's a little sample of the album, the opening tune called Bert, followed by a segment from the upcoming interview. What was it kind of early on that attracted you to Monk's music? I mean, it seems like everybody has to confront it at some time, but some people get really absorbed into it, and you know, some just take it as part of their repertoire and move on. What was it that really drew you in?
Well, I had a couple of friends when I, you know, I'm from Kansas City originally, and a couple of friends from there, Steve Millian and Gerald Spaeth, piano and bass, respectively. Steve Millian lives in Chicago now. Really great musicians.
And created one of the most fantastic Monk recordings ever, which is the one that he did a few years back with all the vintage keyboards. Oh my God, I love that record.
Yeah, with Guido.
Yeah, that's a brilliant record.
Oh, man, those guys. Yeah, no kidding. Agreed.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just...
I'm glad you did. So, you know, those guys really inspired... You know, I mean, you know, everyone, when they first hear a Monk, here's around Midnight, Straight No Chaser, Blue Monk, all those. But these guys were really into the obscure tunes, and when I would go hang out at their place, they'd be playing them on the, you know, the turntable, and I'd just be like, wow, those are amazing, you know? And they started transcribing themselves some of these tunes. And then I moved and lived in San Francisco for a while, and I was in a band called Evidence with some other great musicians, Randy Vincent on guitar and Bill Douglas on bass, Robert Kaufman on drums. And Randy and I transcribed, again, more and more tunes. So it was this kind of process of accumulation, you know, over time. I loved the music, but it just, there was a large element of it that was like I was with people that loved the music too, so I was in the right places.
That's great. Did you, am I right in thinking that you just came back from the Stanford Jazz Workshop?
I did.
Can you talk about that? I really don't know anything about it at all. Can you just tell folks what it is and what the experience was like for you?
It was their 39th year, actually, and it was my first time doing it. It's a 3-week long workshop. The first 2 weeks involve people of all ages, and the last week is a residency, I think is, you know, generally more advanced players or older, like, say, guys that, you know, people that already know how to play, and they just want to be part of a workshop, you know, work on their playing more. It might even be professional sometimes. And then they have far as the younger musicians, they have them send in an audition tape to be part of that. So that was first week of August. That was that third week I was a part of. An amazing faculty. It changes a bit every year. There are some people that come back every year, like Joshua Redman. It was so great. Dave Douglas was there. And then every night there's a performance. So I played as kind of an addition to Dave's quintet that night. And I also played with Rebecca Martin and Larry Grenadier and Larry Golding. And that was, needless to say, really fun.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I used to play with Rebecca a lot until I got busy with Ben. So it had been a while since we played together, and it was really, really great.
So that's an exclusive preview, just for Plastic Sax readers, of my interview with Steve Cardenas. You'll find that starting September 6th on thejazzsession.com, and all my shows are archived for all eternity or until the internet collapses, whichever comes first. So if you don't get to it on the 6th, you can get to it anytime thereafter. Again, that's over at thejazzsession.com, and The Jazz Session is presented by allaboutjazz.com. So thanks to Plastic Sax for the support. Thanks to you for supporting jazz, and hope to see you over at thejazzsession.com.